Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You know, I love this program. And there's many things I love about this program. But one of the things I really love about this program is when we start a conversation, you sometimes just run with it in a big way. So yesterday when we had this conversation with Mark Linus, a scientist visiting fellow at Cornell University, about the science behind genetically modified food, GMOs, and the lack of science, he says, behind the critics of GMOs. Many of you were listening intently. First, here's Mark Linus.
What it comes down to essentially is a sort of romantic appeal to the naturalistic fallacy, the idea that natural is always good. I think in industrialized countries, there's this kind of backlash where people feel that their ways of life and food supplies in particular are too artificial. And so everyone wants natural, the organic and so on. And the genetically modified is seen as unnatural. But I mean, really, there's no scientific basis to this. It's a sort of emotional position.
Natural is kind of a myth, says Linus. Well, boom, we got this right away.
This is Dana from South Wellfleet, Massachusetts. I just want to know how much the scientist who was promoting GMOs was paid by Monsanto or anyone else in the industry.
Cynical Dana from up there in New England. It's our understanding that Mark Linus does not receive money from Monsanto, the agribusiness corporation. Lauren wrote on the website, I'm completely against GMOs. However, if it's not as bad as they say, then why not label it? As a parent, I should have the right to know what I'm feeding my family. Plain and simple, not enough unbiased research has been done. Here's Barbara Gordon writing on Facebook. Many choose to lump all genetically modified plants into just one lump and label it all evil. The potential for great evil is there, and the industry should be watched very closely. But the practice of modifying plants so they take on advantageous traits is not in itself automatically a bad thing. Many, many comments, some informed, some angry, all interested.
My name is Brett, and I'm from Eugene, Oregon. I'm very concerned about GMOs because history is full of examples of cases where the technology to detect harm from products came decades after the products came to the market. PCBs, asbestos, dioxin, and BPA are just a few examples of this. I don't want to be part of a science experiment. I don't want to be a guinea pig for the biotech industry.
This is DJ Edwards from Charleston, South Carolina. In regards to GMO foods, the bananas that we have in stores that we get to eat so abundantly for so cheap are all genetically modified. The original banana is a lot smaller and isn't as sweet. The same thing goes for seedless grapes and seedless watermelons. So I think that the word genetically modified tends to bring fear into people when really it's being modified so that more people can eat more food for better prices.
Clearly, many of our listeners read the labels and know a lot about how the food gets on their table.
My name is Pam. I'm calling from Omaha. I'm not against GMOs if you are including hybrid plants. We've been using those for decades. What I am against is ingesting tons of Roundup, which is used to drench the GMO grains, for instance. I cannot be persuaded. I don't think that is safe.
I'm Drake calling from Detroit. My issue with genetically modified foods isn't necessarily the science or the safety. It's the fact that they're being patented and there's no way to actually control whether or not those genes are staying in the fields where they're supposed to be. And that's causing problems for farmers who are trying to grow organic, but their fields are being contaminated.
An informed comment from Detroit there. The conversation very, very lively. Here's one from Texas, Mrs. Rowe. We aren't all crazy activists. She's a critic of GMOs. A lot of us are just moms who want to rid our pantries of Monsanto's toxic garbage and be able to enjoy the bees and monarchs for a lifetime. It's so hard to know everything that's made with GMO corn or soybeans. For now, we're trying to stick with whole foods and non-GMO project verified foods. Since I can't vote for labeling yet, I'll vote weekly with my pocketbook instead. Thanks so much, and keep the conversation going. 877-8-MY-TAKE, or just go to thetakeaway.org.